But welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, there's an old saying that goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Seven people, including two officers, injured after police chase ends in two crashes near Tetonian Capital in the city of Milwaukee on last evening. Now, I don't know, maybe it was about two weeks ago, I was talking about chases, police chases, and inherent danger that happens to innocent people who just through no fault of their own, through the luck of the draw, just trying to get by, just trying to live their lives, trying to get home from work or pick up their child from school or go to a grocery store. Any of us. This could be any of us. And yet, on yesterday, there's a car driving recklessly without a license plate. Milwaukee police began the chase. 5 o'clock in the afternoon. In just one of the busiest sections of our community. One of the busiest. And again, most densely populated. And so law enforcement takes off after him. Now, we talked about this before. They took off after him. And what did he do? Well, he ran into an innocent car. The carnage from two law enforcement vehicles that really were almost destroyed. An innocent person standing around is in critical condition. What did the person do? Well, they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time, just like the last time when an innocent woman got killed because, again, law enforcement decided to chase in broad daylight. Again, none of this ever ends because it can happen again tonight. It will never end until policies are changed again. Common sense is not going to come into play. And so common sense is going to say we can't chase these lunatics. Because sometimes I don't know who the lunatic is. If it's the person that they're chasing, or if it's law enforcement that's chasing through red lights, knowing the inherent dangers at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in a city, a heavily populated area. I mean, they gotta know that, hey, this could not end well. What's wrong with phoning ahead? Well, you know, the car didn't have any plate on it. The guy might have gotten away. Well, I'd prefer that the guy gets away than innocent people get hurt and killed. Am I wrong in that assessment? Do you have to get the guy at all costs? Well, what did he do? Well, he stole a car. He had a stolen car. Okay. It's a car. It's a stolen vehicle. It's a thing. I'm not supporting people stealing cars. I'm not. But the issue is how we handle that. It's not worth somebody else's life being put in jeopardy. It's just not. My car is sitting out here right now. If somebody stole my car and took off with it, I'm insured. I'm not going to have you know, a fit. Well, you know, somebody stole a car. We got to get him, Joe. You know, well, what do you do? Hey, he stole a car. Okay. But that shouldn't end in innocent people losing their lives. How does that add up? You know, how is that the right thing to do? Again, 7 people injured. You know, 5 vehicles. Because some lunatic, some fool, some criminal stole a car and is driving recklessly. And it's not like I don't understand that this is an epidemic. This is an issue. 19 years old. He's got 2 other fools in the car with him. Look, I talk to young people about stolen cars. I do. And I always point out to them, just like the other 2 lunatics who were in the car with this fool. So the guy that's driving the vehicle, you know, and I'm sitting in the car with somebody who's driving a vehicle with no license plate on it, who's driving recklessly, I'm telling the guy to pull over and let me out. First off, if I know that the car doesn't have a license plate on it, I'm not getting in it in the first place. So I talk to young children about that, the decisions they make. But for heaven's sakes, to get in a car with somebody who, you know, is not his car, and you think that's somehow fun, you're putting your life into his hands. He's the driver. You don't have any control whatsoever of what that guy's going to do. You don't. And so those other 2 guys who were in the car with him, as the car then struck the other innocent people who are now in the hospital, what does it say about those, you know, rocket scientists? Well, so who's in control of their lives? They're certainly not. When the police start chasing, what can they do? Nothing. They're at the mercy of the fool that's driving the stolen car. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
David from San Francisco.
Hey, David, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, thanks, Earl. You know, that same issue is going on out here, and I don't understand where these kids are coming up with enough gasoline money to pay for joyriding time. It must be a trend nationwide.
It is a trend nationwide.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense. Who's dreaming up a stupid hobby of, you know, hot rodding through the night? I kind of wonder in the long run if it's more of a... did you ever read the Naomi Klein book, Shock Doctrine?
No.
Well, it had to do with being able to create distressed zones or distressed areas. Like Donald Trump was able to buy up parts of Manhattan at $1 an acre because it was declared blighted, distressed area, right? And so if these kids are coming up with some midnight money to go hot rodding through the night, are they being paid to do it?
No, so let me say this to you, sir. One of the things that I do is talk with children in our community who are doing this. And so some of them 10 to 14 years old. And so they're doing it, many of them, because it's fun. You know, people have stolen cars forever. Even in my generation, there were people who stole cars. So, you know, that in itself is not new or unusual. What is new and unusual is the fact that they've learned how to steal cars on the internet. It's absolutely just unbelievable that children can go on the internet and it shows them how to steal cars. How does that make any sense?
You mean they're hacking the cars without a key?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that is a little odd. And, you know, then the car companies should have a, you know, they should be
Listen. Yeah. As far as them stealing the vehicles, you know, I no way I'm supporting that. But my main issue is, what sense does it make to have police chase these vehicles in broad daylight and endanger innocent people?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm calling you from San Francisco in the middle of the night. It's usually starting at 1 o'clock to 5 or something like that. You just hear them racing all through the town, and it's crazy. And you're right about the police chases of them, because quite often the cop car gets wrecked or the, you know.
I'm talking about innocent people.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and this has been going on for, that part has been discussed for years. You remember when Los Angeles started doing the helicopter tracking of cars?
Right.
They actually had to stop the police because they were ending up on, you know, it was as if the cops got to be on TV too. And it got to be a big game. In fact, I think, didn't the Rodney King thing? Rodney King, when you saw those photographs of four cops beating him, they didn't pull back with the camera to show that there were actually 21 cops there.
Yeah.
And that the cops couldn't be afraid because there were 21 of them.
And so listen. I wish I had more time, but we've got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call.
Sure.
844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be right back.